Okay, thank you. This is a meeting of the Pacific National Audit Committee. Since we are beginning at 8:35 p.m. Eastern, this is our open session, and I call the meeting to order now. I will call the roll call since Adriana, our secretary, is still on the road. So here we go. Adriana Kasanev.
Present.
Yes. Adrienne LaViolette.
Here.
Carol Clavis.
Here.
Okay. Oh, you are here. Okay. Doreen Roberts. No, Serene. Okay. I am here. Elaine Duncan?
Here.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Okay. Jamie Gomez? I don't see Jamie on the list. James Sagerton?
Here.
Okay. Julie Hewitt?
Here.
Ken Laufer. Maskila Washington. Maskila.
Here.
Good. Polina Vasilia.
Here.
And that's it. We'll come back to the others if we see them come online. And Maxie, are you on the call?
Maxie is on the call.
Great. Thank you. So we will watch out for Serene, Jamie, and Ken, and hope they make it. Okay, so I sent out a draft agenda earlier today. I hope you all saw it. Oh, wait. First, we need timekeepers. Sorry. And as always, we need volunteers. I think it would be good to have the two normal sort of timekeepers, one for each person and one for the points here. So do I have volunteers for those two?
This is Carol. I'll volunteer for either or both, whatever you tell me to volunteer for.
Okay, thank you.
This is Grace. Yeah. I'll volunteer for the other one, whatever.
Okay, let's see. I'll put Carol on individual.
Okay.
And Grace on the sort of overall. Great.
Okay.
Let's determine times for tonight. You know, how long should we allow individuals to speak? Are there, you have to remind me, do we have different sort of categories of, you know, people speaking? There are like original contributions, I guess. Then there are replies or?
I think sports reports are as long as they take, and that conversation from the members we can set for 90 minutes or 90 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever you say.
Let's say 90 seconds, but we won't cut anybody off in mid-sentence, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's great. Thank you to both of you. All right. Can we approve this agenda? Or let me ask first, does anybody want to add or change anything on the agenda? Shall I read it aloud for anybody who's not looking at the agenda and for the public? So approval of the agenda. The next point is approval of draft minutes. We have draft minutes from October 1st, which I don't know if anybody else had a chance to review. I have not. I would suggest we put that off one more time because I'd rather review them before I approve them. Does anybody have another opinion?
Adriana?
Yes, go ahead.
We know that the minutes can be modified if somebody thinks or feels that need to be modified because something is incorrect. I believe that we should approve the minutes. And if people, for example, Carol already sent me some of the revisions that she has, I believe that we should get the minutes approved.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you. Adriana, thank you. We don't have the minutes from September 17th yet, the preceding meeting. So
we don't have, Madam Chair, the minutes of various meetings that I wasn't the secretary neither. Okay?
It's you were the secretary for September 17th, I believe.
I was for September 17th, yes, and I forgot to send it, yes.
Yes.
We have previous minutes that we have never produced when I wasn't the secretary. Or in one meeting, even I was the secretary, but I wasn't
Would you kindly note what dates we don't have minutes for from this year?
Yes.
As soon as
I can arrive, I can tell you exactly which ones they are. And two, from the last meeting, October 15, I think that was, I wasn't the secretary. But before that, if I don't mistake, some minutes from June.
We don't need to go into all that right now. Please write it down and send it in an email so we don't have to go through this.
Yes, I will.
It seems to me that the appropriate way to go would be to is Adriana making a motion for us to currently approve the minutes, because if it's a motion, then it should go and I would second this, so it should go to a vote.
Yes, it is.
Point of order.
Yes, point of order. Go ahead.
Eileen, if I'm not mistaken, and please correct me if I'm wrong, did you not initially say that we should hold off? And isn't that what we're going to vote on if someone wants to challenge that?
Well, that was my suggestion. It wasn't a motion. I personally would rather see the minutes in order, so to speak. I'd rather see the 9:17 minutes and then the 10:01 meeting minutes, but maybe that doesn't matter.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Robert. Yes, point of order. Please go.
I think we are on the agenda, and accepting the agenda is where we are. And I think what happened is you raised a question about leaving them off, and Adriana made argument for leaving them on, and then we drifted into a discussion about whether or not we were accepting the minutes, but we haven't accepted the agenda.
You are so right, Carolyn. I thank you for calling our attention to this. I think because we haven't decided whether to go through with point three, which is approval of the minutes. All right, let's just say that is the point. I'll just keep going through the agenda so we can decide, all right, and then object or not. Number four, we need to confirm or reconfirm our recommendation to the PNB to approve the 2016 audit of the 403B pension plan. The one that we had a visit from the auditor, Brad Guy, couple of meetings ago. I'm not sure if we actually admitted a motion to the PNB to sign up on that and recommended to them that they do the same. So I think my idea there is just to take a moment to confirm it, and then we can send our recommendation to the PNB. The next point on the agenda is updates from the chair and from the executive director on the fiscal year 2017 audit, which could include a discussion or explanation of the documents on the progress that I sent out today, and then our plans or next steps or what has to happen. Point six on the agenda is that for the 2017 audit, we need to compile all the audit committee minutes starting back on October 1st, 2016. So I think we might need some help, or we'll ask for volunteer help on that. 7.7 is the October 1st motion from the audit committee sent to the PNB last month. Has it ever been taken up by the PNB? I'm not aware. And 10.8 is action items and any other new business. And I included there if there's an update on Elaine Duncan's participation. And 0.9 is select next meeting date. That's my agenda. Any objections?
I move acceptance.
Okay. Any objections? Sorry? Okay, I guess I'm hearing no objections, so the agenda is accepted.
A point of order. Do we have a secretary for tonight since Adriana's on the road?
Adriana is going to be available to the secretary in about 10 minutes from now. Between then and now, I'll just take the notes as we go
Great.
Along.
Okay.
Get the agenda. Thank you.
Jamie Gomez has arrived.
Jamie, good. Okay, let me make sure to note that you were here. Jamie. Okay, good.
Serene Roberts has been on for 7 minutes.
Okay, great. Hi, Serene. The only one missing is Ken Laufer. Ken, have you come on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow, we have everybody on tonight. I don't know when that's ever happened. So that's pretty good. All right, let's move forward. All right, we're stuck back on the approval of the draft minutes from September 17th, which we have not seen or received, and October 1st, which we just got. My feeling is that I'd still really prefer
accept the agenda.
Excuse me?
Did we accept the agenda?
We did. I heard no objections.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. Right. My feeling is to put it off because I would like, I'd rather just, you know, approve minutes I've already read so we don't have to go back and redo things that we're not going to remember, perhaps anyway. But I'm not married to that. Does anybody?
I moved it. Adrian,
yeah?
Sorry, Adrian. I'm
sorry, one at a time. I believe Adrian was talking. Is that Adrian?
Yeah, it is. Sorry, Eileen, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah, I move to postpone.
Move to postpone. Serene
for
wait. Wait, who's that?
Serene for the stack.
Serene, go ahead.
Okay. I think minutes are presented. If there's a correction that is needed or corrections that are needed, they should be offered. And once accepted by the body, the minutes should be approved. I mean, it would be nice if everything worked in perfect sequence, but that's not life.
Stop the minutes. Go ahead, Serene.
The fact is that the minutes have been presented. Anyone can go read them in any sequence that they want, but there's no reason to postpone minutes because we don't have the one for the meeting before. What happened at meeting X happened at meeting X, regardless of what happened at meeting X.
Fine,
request for information. This is Grace.
Okay, I just want to say one thing, which is that we received the minutes rather late, and too late to review them at all before this meeting.
Madam
so
Chair,
I'm not
like
inclined.
Response to your statement.
What is it?
No, I think someone else had asked for a point of information.
Grace, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Grace.
Yes. Can you tell me exactly when the minutes were sent out? I don't think they were sent out with the agenda, were they?
No, I didn't have them. The secretary sent them out. Let me see if I can find that here. Maybe no. One second. I'm looking for them.
She sent them out 8 minutes after you sent out the agenda.
Which was what time?
4:54.
3 hours.
I don't know. I don't really. Yeah.
I don't see them attached to the. I see that
they're not attached. Eileen's email is dated, is timestamped 4:36. Or 18 minutes later at 4:54 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Yeah, really. I don't want to waste time on voting about this. And I don't want to waste time arguing about this because it's really not that important. So, can we put it off then? I would prefer to put it off, and there's no reason not to. It's not that important. Have them approved again.
So moved.
Okay. Any objections?
Madam Chair, I'd asked for the stack.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So I'm looking at about four or five documents that you sent to us at 4:17 that we were supposed to absorb and be able to respond to on this call. That's at 4:17 Eastern. And then 4:36, you sent out the agenda. And then 4:54, Adriana sent out the minutes. So if we're supposed to absorb all those documents that although this meeting was supposed to happen last week, that we got, you know, 4 hours before the meeting. Why an 18-minute gap between the agenda coming out and the minutes coming out are good reasons to reject the minutes. The minutes are here. Let's approve them. This is how minutes get backed up. That's why folks are still looking now for the 2016 minutes. Let's assume as they come.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch everything you said. Can you repeat your last sentence?
I said we're now about to embark on a search for minutes from 2016. If we approve minutes as they are presented, because I think sometimes postponing this is one reason why they get backed up and therefore sometimes never approved. If we approve them as they come, we won't have a problem. There's no good reason to not vote on these minutes.
Madam
Chair,
I'm not exactly. Yes, go ahead, Grace.
I don't have them. I don't have the minutes.
Okay.
Can maybe perhaps others have not received them? I can't find them at Pacific time. It would be 1:54 p.m. I believe. I don't have anything at 1:54.
Yeah. Let's see.
They were sent from Adriana?
I'm looking through this. Yeah. I'm having a little technical difficulty, so I'm looking for those myself. Anyway.
I just started. Everyone can look at the time that's inside.
You know what? I wanna get past this. And I don't want to argue. So you win if you want to look at it that way. Let's go ahead and approve them, and then I will ask everybody to read them at your leisure. And at the next meeting, if you have some change to make, please let us know.
Carol for the stack.
Go ahead,
Carol. James for the stack.
Two points. One is there's a motion on the floor to delay it that Grace put on the floor. And second is I sent in a bunch of corrections, two small ones, but the third one was a substantial one, which was that I was admonished by the parliamentarian that my minutes were too detailed from the last meeting for September 21st, and that minutes are supposed to be decisional minutes, not what happened, but what was decided. So these minutes are quite long, but there's a motion on the floor.
Okay. The motion
Adriana,
was...
Adriana, the author of the minutes?
No, excuse me, Adriana, you don't have the floor. James, you have the floor.
Yeah, I just wanted to echo what was just said. The minutes are really not in a proper form, and one of the reasons for not having them in this narrative form is so that we don't get bogged down into arguments about what was said. I don't know if we would in these particular minutes, but in general, if minutes are narrative, then you get into discussions about, well, was that really what was said, or was is that a misinterpretation of what was said, and whatever. So it is better to have them in a bare-bones fashion, and we've got the streaming for going back and looking at what was actually said by people. So I want to agree with what was just said. And also, I'm having difficulty finding the minutes myself, and I don't really want to vote on something I haven't seen.
All right.
This is Grace. 30 seconds on this agenda item.
Okay.
Adriana, you're speaking my minutes.
Go ahead, Adriana.
What some of the stuff that was said is not the reality. The secretary does the minutes according to Robert Rule of Order. And Robert Rule of Order said what is minimum that need to be on those meetings. I'm very sorry, Carol, that you feel that the parliamentarian admonished you, because the parliamentarian is the person that is being paid to read Robert Rule of Order and tell us things that we don't know. It's up to us. We are elected directors. We are elected people. I don't think that in a country where transparency is not really the norm, where fake people and fake news are so, we are so full of situations like that.
I don't think being out of order. We don't need to do this. No, I'm going to cut you now because we're almost behind. And by the way, the
I don't have the right to finish speaking, Madam Chair.
No, Madam.
We're at time for this agenda item.
Madam Chair, you gave me the floor. I don't have the time to finish speaking.
You're going off topic and out of order.
I'm not going off topic. I say the minute, if something should be an error, will be an excess or too much information instead of too little. That's what I was trying to say, and I'm very sorry that I took your time. Thank you.
I will just bring in some of my knowledge from past nonprofit experience, where minutes really shouldn't have a lot of detail. It shouldn't have the names of people who spoke, partly for legal reasons in the future. If any legal action were to be brought, then, maybe that's more for board members and not so much for committees. But it's generally not the best practice. And I wish I'd thought of that sooner, several months ago. But I will once again then suggest, well, Grace moved that we postpone the approval of the minutes.
Information, please. I'm sorry. Yeah. I have a
question. Doreen, go ahead.
Question, please. Okay.
Just briefly, please, because we're behind. Go ahead.
Did I just understand you to say that the names of people should not be in the minutes?
I'm thinking aloud a little bit. It's not very good for board meeting minutes in general. And I could probably look up those kinds of references and share them with you. I'm not sure if it matters for committee meetings so much. So,
you do realize that our calls are open and public and streamed and stored on the internet. So the names of...
Point of order, Madam Chair, we're out of time for this agenda item.
We are out of time.
We're at least two minutes beyond time for this agenda item.
Thank you. Let us, I guess we should just vote on Grace's motion, whether it's, or actually it's Adrian's motion, isn't it, postpone or not. So I will call the roll on whether we should postpone. Give me 1 second. Okay. All right. Adriana Castaneve. do you vote to postpone approval of the October 1st notes or not?
Obviously, I do not, Madam Chair.
Okay. Adrienne LaViolette?
Vote to postpone.
Sorry? Yes or
yes, no? Yes to postponing.
Okay. Carol, Travis?
Yes.
Yes. Serene Roberts?
No.
Okay. Eileen, yes. Elaine Duncan?
Yes.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Jamie Gomez?
Yes.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay, Joan Hewitt?
Yes.
Ken Lawson?
Yes.
Maskila Washington?
Abstain.
Okay. Molina?
Point of order to the voters. Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
No, let her vote. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to announce the vote.
Okay. Is
Molina,
that...
who else?
Okay, is that Serene asking for the point of order? Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay, so Ms. Duncan from KPFT has missed several, I believe, 4 meetings. She's no longer on the committee. Why is she voting?
It's not clear to me if she is or isn't, but in any case, for this
three
particular vote, we have 2 no's, 3 no's, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 8. All right, if we, I'm still not clear on Elaine's status on this committee, but in any case, we have, if we don't include her vote, we have 3 no's and 8 yeses to postpone. So that motion passes. We'll move on now.
We should accept the agenda. I guess we did. Never mind. Sorry.
I think we accepted the agenda already. So,
yeah.
All right. Can we move on to the next point, which is to confirm our recommendation to the PNB to approve the 2016 audit of the 403B plan?
This is Grace. Grace, I suggest we approve it here and now, whether we approved it before or not.
Yes.
We read over the audit that was corrected and then approved by the attorney from Trucker Hutt, and that was amended by the pension plan auditor, and to the satisfaction of the pension plan lawyer, so the ERISA attorney. So I think we should, I would move that we approve the audit for the 403B plan.
Okay.
And send it to the PNB for their approval.
Okay. Can I get a second?
You don't need a second in committee.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Any objections to approving it?
Information.
Approving it? Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead with your request for information.
Are you referring to me?
Yeah.
This is Serene. Oh, okay. Oh, well, unless you say the member's name, they're not recognized,
well,
right?
You're the only one there. I'm sorry. I wasn't entirely sure who it was. Okay, go ahead.
I'm very muffled. Okay, so was there a motion at a previous... First of all, I'd like to see this motion before I vote on it, because things tend to shift and change. And secondly, was there a motion at a previous meeting? I don't understand the use of the term recommendation. How did the committee recommend?
We recommend to the PNB that it accepts... an audit, isn't that right?
My question was, how did the committee make that recommendation if there was no motion?
I'm not sure we did, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm sorry.
I think we met with Brad Guy. He came and, you know, had a phone meeting with us and went through the audit with us. And I was hoping somebody else would remember, or we could look at the minutes.
Madam Chair, that we just rejected or refused to consider?
Yes. I'm sorry, what?
Did that happen?
I'm sorry,
the
what?
The reference to Brad Geis?
Yeah.
I saw the minutes that Adriana submitted that we just, as committee, refused to consider. So are you talking about on October 1st? Do you think the board
I believe that is when it was. Somebody is breathing into the...
Madam Chair, Adriana, the secretary, with a point of
information. One moment. Whoever is breathing into the phone, please mute your phone. Thank you. Adriana, what was that?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'm trying. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Madam Chair?
Yes, please. What I'm trying to explain,
because I hear that people are asking. Yes, first of all, it's a minute that I just present and we are not considered. And two, no, we didn't approve any motion to send that draft report to the PMB during the October 1st, 2018 meeting of the audit committee. We did not. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we simply failed to take that formal step of approving it on our part and recommending to the PMB that they approve it. So we'll do that now if that is all right with everyone. In other words, Grace's motion to approve the 403B audits and recommend that the PNB sign off and approve it as well.
Madam Chair, I just sent it out to you all in written form.
Oh, okay.
If you'd like
Thank
me to read
you.
It,
Thank
I can.
You. That would be great.
Okay. The PNB Audit Committee, I'm sorry, I have a wrong word in here. The PNB Audit Committee approves the completed 2016 audit of the 403B plan and recommends that the PNB approve it as well. I wrote
that
it wrong. There's a wrong word in here, so I'm going to revise it and send it out again.
Submitting. That's just a typo. All right. Do we need to move? So that was a motion. Does anyone have any objections?
I wish to abstain, Roberts.
Okay.
James for the stack.
Let me just write down. Serene abstains. Go ahead, James.
And what I just received from Grace, it says PNB approve it as well, and it looks like there's a comma after the word well. It should probably be a period.
Right.
Okay.
Do you
right.
even need the
I'll,
words
I'll
as well? Perhaps you just put a period after the word it. Recommend that the
okay.
PMB approve
Sounds
it.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Right.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
Madam Chair? Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair, to let you know that I'm already taking the notes, taking the minutes, okay?
Thank you,
you're saying.
Yeah, you are very, very muffled, Adriana. Very difficult to understand you.
She said she's now in a position to take the minute.
Right. But in general, it's been hard to understand
Adriana tonight. But thank you. Okay, let's move ahead then. I've heard no other objections, so we will take that as approved. All right, let's move on to updates from the chair and ED on the audit. Maxie, I don't know if you would like to go first and bring us up to date. I will say that I just had a conversation with Wondren, so he also explained some things to me that you'll be able to tell people.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I'll lead into it. So this is, I hope this is coherent. I'm still in a, as you can imagine, a information gathering mode. I'm trying to understand why some of our systems are failing us or delayed in a way that is compromising our ability to meet deadlines. So some of my report speaks to that. This is not news to anybody, but the existing Pacifica Station financial record keeping is substandard. There are many reasons for this. Some, I believe, include the high turnover at the national office that happened over the last several months and at some of the stations. What is evident is that we are not utilizing general acceptable accounting principles, or GAAP as it's referred to. There is no in-house accountant at some of the stations, so therefore errors and delays occur. Bookkeeping done by part-time volunteers has occurred in the past until Barry stepped in. He is doing very, you know, he's working hard to make up the gap there, but we're still feeling the residual effects of things that were put in place before I think even he stepped in to serve in the multiple station capacity that he does currently. Not every station is struggling in the same way. Archives runs a tight ship. KPFA does as well, sometimes delayed because they're working to perfect their reports, I would argue, before they forward them on. I respect that, but it does sometimes result in some delays. But still, those two, more than most, are handling things in a proper and efficient way. There is no consistency across the stations with respect to accounting practices, and this is one of the big issues we have, because as any TA corresponds with our business managers, with our station managers, terms that they're using, and I've said this before, are not understood, or documentation is not kept traditionally in the way that would make it easily ingestible or digestible by the folks at NIDA. And so there are issues with that. No real plan specific to the audit gathering has been articulated that I've seen. And it's something that I'm working with Wondren to communicate with the folks at NETA. I think it also is a situation where NIDA might have underestimated the complexity of gathering this data, not realizing just how dysfunctional our systems in the past have been. So that was the first rather dense statement I wanted to make, that we really have had substandard practices in the past, and we are really struggling as a result of that. However, the audits between 2012 and 2014 seemed like they were handled very well, but it's been a mess since then. And Wondren and I are constantly going through, kind of looking back at documents, trying to see when things occurred, when did systems change, when did our efficiency and effectiveness change. And it seems to be somewhere in that 2014 to 2015 transition. I obviously wasn't here then. I'm still learning who were the players and what may have caused some of the issues here. But again, it goes back to what I said earlier, and that is that the turnover is killing us, and something that, you know, obviously we need to work towards alleviating. One of the suggestions in speaking both to George and wandering even this afternoon is this notion that the audit committee, Wandrin, myself, and Nita, a representative at least from NETA, should speak to the auditors collectively to define how we move from this point to meet the next, to meet the deadline, likely to be resolved by having Wandrin and George taking over completely in terms of the lead. But one of the things that's happening here is Wandrin does not speak directly to the auditors. And we think, at least I do, that not having her in direct contact is actually a liability in our process here. First and foremost, Wandrin was part of the 2015 and 16 audits. She has a better relationship with the stations and in particular the business managers. And I think some of the communication issues we've had between George and Nita and the stations could be resolved or at least alleviated to some degree with her involvement. Another thought is that the auditors should reference last year's audit working papers. I think this would offer some insight into our internal controls, dysfunctional as they may be in some spaces, but at least it would give the auditors an understanding of what has happened in the past, and it might give them some understanding as to why we may not have complete or whole answers for some of the questions and documentation that they're asking for. Another issue we're running into is the fact that this is sort of a complex one, but it happens in just the email communications process. So we've got to tighten up our communications. What we're recognizing is that some of the requests that are going out to the stations for information are coming back to George and Wandrin in particular in PDF file form. And so what's happening is they're replying to the request for information with a PDF document that has many different documents within it. So you can imagine the difficulty of working with PDF when it's sent as a big file with multiple documents within that file in a way that is not easy for, through email in particular, for Wandrin and or George to unpack and say, okay, I have this document, I have this one, and then be able to send them separately. It requires Wandrin to print out these PDF files, re-scan them or put them back into her computer so that she can then send them out. So that's a time consumption issue. The other issue is that George has a tendency to send everything out as emails, individual requested emails, instead of part of an ongoing list. And I think that's a conversation point we've made with him. Hopefully that'll be remedied in the short term. But when people are receiving multiple lists, emails as opposed to a list that they can continue following, whether it's, some kind of shared document or just a constantly updated document, it just makes it difficult to follow. And again, so it speaks to the issue of communications. I think the last thing I would say is that we're meeting with the accounting and finance group this Wednesday at 3 p.m. There'll be further emphasis on the need for the stations, the business managers in particular, to step up and get the materials in. But I will say that it does seem bleak, I know, and there's been some exchanges through email that show a desperation. I get that. But the process is moving forward. It's clunky. There's a lot of communication mishaps, and I hope some of the things that I've offered in this report, if you will, offer what I think might be some ways for us to at least give a valiant effort towards meeting the deadline. So I'll leave it at that, and if there's any questions, I'll try my best to answer.
Carol for the stack.
Thank you. Point of order.
Yes, what is your point of order? Go ahead, Mr. Point of Order.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead with your point of order.
What is all that noise? Adriana has been dropped and her code is being rejected by the system. Can you address that?
Oh,
topic that you can participate in?
Okay.
He wrote to us about 10 minutes ago.
I did not see that because we didn't get emails. Let's see. And she's been trying to dial in? All right, I'll give her another code.
At 9:13, I was dropped from the call, and the system is not accepting my code.
Okay, I believe you. Let me give you another one. Will you, can you?
Well, I don't think you can give it to, I don't think you should put it out on the stream. Why don't you email
her? No, I couldn't put it out there. Copy. Let me email her one. Okay, we'll see if that works for her. All right, thank you for letting us know about that. Okay. Somebody else just came on. All right, just to a few comments on what Maxie just told us, because I spoke to Wondrin a little while ago. Maxie, is it correct that Wondrin is going to be named interim CFO?
I thought I was muted. My plan, and this is in part and parcel with the agreement with Nita, what we realized was that Nita cannot serve as CFO. It has to be someone who is part of the staff at the national office. I've made a determination in the short time that I've been here that not only is Wondrin, I would argue, deserving in the sense that she has stepped up in the absence of an entire accounting and financial management team in the central office, stepped up and has done yeoman's work in terms of researching, responding, and facilitating the necessary flow of information. But she brings skill sets and an acumen necessary to satisfy the role. She is highly regarded by the folks at NETA. And I can honestly say...
I'm sorry. Point of order, please. I'm so sorry.
What is your point of order?
I don't think it's appropriate for us to be discussing a personnel open call.
All right, then I'll refrain and I'll answer. That's probably correct, and so I apologize for violating that, if in fact I did. So how should I answer? Should I even answer the question, or should the question have been asked, is the question for me?
Say yes. Yes.
Point of order.
Just say yes. Yeah,
go ahead.
Yes.
This is Grace for the stack.
And Carol was on the stack already.
I'm sorry, yeah. Carol was on the stack. Carol, was that you with the point of order, Carol?
That was me with the point of order too. I mean, okay. I think when there is an evaluation of somebody which you're having all kinds of problems with, that's when it becomes a problem. I mean, this is something about talking about hiring somebody, but in any case, what I wanted to say was a couple of things. One is that it's my understanding that Wondrin does a lot of stuff. She does the audit, the day-to-day, and the payroll. And I mean, she does the day-to-day audit and payroll, so she's probably overworked and needs some support. I know Netta is stepping in to do that. I just wanted to recognize that. And also in terms of, supporting what Maxie was saying about the PDFs, I had a conversation with Maria today about the miscommunication, and she had sent in a PDF and then was asked to break it up, and she sent in 22 separate files. So I guess these things are being cleared up, and that's great. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. And just for the listening audience, that's for KPFA, where Maria is the business manager there, right? Okay. Just to clarify, was somebody else on the stack then? I believe Grace?
Paulina to the stack.
Grace, yes.
Grace, then Paulina. Okay.
Okay. Yes. I believe because it's a personnel matter, it should not be taken up in open session, whether it's positive or negative. The bylaws just state personnel matters have to be discussed in closed session. There is a peculiarity in the Pacifica bylaws which give the authority to hire a CFO to the board, not to the executive director. I will send that, I believe, I have to look for it, but I will send that bylaws citation to Maxie and to this committee.
Yeah, please do, because I'm under the impression that that's actually not true. It's the opposite, that
no,
the CFO reports.
Let's not argue it. I'll send you the citation.
I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing.
Okay. I'm not positive myself.
Yeah.
I'll look it up and
that's
send
fine.
It out.
Thank
okay.
you. Appreciate it.
Let's see. Then there was Paulina.
Paulina, is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead, please. Paulina.
So we've heard a lot of important concerns that are delaying the audit. What are the specific recommendations at this point from NETA as to how we can facilitate or how Pacifica can facilitate this process? So, for instance, when a large PDF arrives, would they prefer an Excel or some other form of spreadsheet? So could we maybe have that, a list of suggestions in writing, or do you maybe have that already?
No, that's a great question. Am I the one answering that?
I would just wanted to add a few things to what you said, maybe before that.
Maybe
if you don't mind, can I go ask for a minute?
I would really like to hear the answer, but go ahead.
Well, that answer is part of the discussion. But, you know, some of the other things that Wondrin and I talked about, I think, would be useful. It seems from my conversation with her, and I think Maxie alluded to it, some of the problem really is communications. And I believe I connected Wondrin with the auditors back when, you know, a few months ago. I sort of introduced everybody to everybody in emails, but I guess it didn't quite take. So I think it would be vital for Wondrin and Scott to be in touch and for some kind of, what Maxie said about some kind of communication standards to be established.
I'll wait till you finish. I can enhance what you just said.
Oh, okay. And just, you know, one of the problems that, we've heard from George that some of the stations just aren't responding or not sending him what he's asking for. Well, Wondrin says that in the past, the stations didn't do some of these things. The national office took information from the stations that was sent to them, and they put together some of the numbers and schedules and transactions and reports that then went to the auditors. So that was new to me. That's a pretty good reason for why some of the stations don't know how to do these things, because they've never done them before. So that was important. And I think Maxie was saying that and Wondrin said that we really need to kind of meet all together, all the participants, the auditors, Nita, probably in the form of George, Wondrin, and somebody from the audit committee to get together to figure out the state of the audit and what is the fastest way to get things going. She also mentioned to me that about the working papers, and I think she can send them to...
My question was more to Maxine in specific.
We'll be getting to it,
Paulina.
We're going to get to that.
I have a point of order, please.
What is the point of order?
I believe we're on the ED report portion of the agenda. So if a member asks a question of the ED, I don't understand why the audit committee chair is stepping in to answer for him.
Because the report, the agenda says it's from the ED and the chair, updates from
but
the chair and the ED, and I'm trying to convey, excuse me, I'm trying to convey information to the group. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to inform you. If you don't want the information, I don't know what to say.
So everyone speaks, and I want the ED to be able to answer a question directed to the ED, with all due respect.
Well, we're kind of getting to it, okay? I heard you.
Oh, my God.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I've lost my train of thought. Maxie, go ahead, maybe, if you want to talk about next steps and how we're going to deal with all this.
Yeah, I mentioned that there's a meeting on Wednesday at 3 p.m. That is a standing meeting, occurs every Wednesday at 3, with folks involved with the financial management and accounting at the various assets in the Pacifica family. The NETA, N-E-T-A, folks also are involved in that meeting. And the plan is for us to articulate, and I'm glad I saw, I think someone distributed the chart that lists what's been requested and what's been turned in. Okay. It'll allow us to go and we'll use that to go into more detail to basically determine who has the capacity at the station and or business manager level to satisfy the request. I think one of the issues that has come up, and I think we learned this today in our conversation with George, is that it's okay to say we don't have it. And I don't think Wandra knew that, or the way the questions from George were asked and the fact that he kept coming at the stations and they weren't either responding in the way that he wanted it or were confused by the question itself. He made it clear today the simple answer could be we don't have it or I just don't know, which is why I recommended looking at last year's work documents, because I think if the auditors, if George were looking at those documents, they would know that we don't have some of this material. And so that's the strategy. The strategy moving forward is to articulate the clear, coherent communication approaches that need to go forward moving, that we need to engage moving forward, to clearly define regularly, beyond the Wednesday meeting, additional regularly scheduled times for George to speak one-on-one with the business managers and Wandering. And then lastly, for that meeting that I mentioned to be set up with the auditor, perhaps members of this committee, Nita and Wandrin and myself, get together and literally spell out, this is what we have to do to finish it. And when I say that, what we're really talking about, and I alluded to this, is making it clear between George and Wandrin who takes what station or property and moves it forward. Because in some of the in the cases here, the folks at the station just don't know how to proceed. They don't know how to move it forward. And it needs the Wandrin and or George to just take the raw documents, the raw material, whether it's in Great Plains or whatever, and move it forward so that we can answer the questions posed in the sampling, because we're in a sampling phase right now. And so I know that's a little winded and long-worded, but that is the next steps, if you will. Are we behind schedule? Absolutely. Are we moving forward? Yes. Is it in the timely and efficient manner that we'd like? I'm not sure I can give a full answer to that, because I think once we have this meeting Wednesday, it may allow us to reset some things, and in particular, if we meet with the auditor directly. Because as I said earlier in my report, not having Wandrin engage with the auditors directly is a problem. And the reason why, this is what I was going to say earlier, the reason why that happened is the former CFO nixed her direct communication with the auditors. I don't know the reasoning behind that, but he terminated her ability to directly communicate with the auditors. And as a result, they don't respond to her when she tries to engage. So yes, the invitation through email may have been made, Madam Chair, but the auditors don't necessarily respond to her because of something that was put in place before by the CFO, who no longer is with us. So we'll remedy that as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Maxine. That was really comprehensive. May I have a follow-up question, please? Whose purview is it to decide who...
Madam Chair, there's 6 minutes left to this meeting.
Who determines who the participants of the Wednesday meeting are going to be? Because this is important, actually. Maxine is bringing up a very important issue because I believe everybody wants to move forward. Ma'am?
That meeting was a standing meeting that I have come into since I assumed this role as executive director. So I don't know the origins of who was asked to participate. I'm under the impression it's anyone who at the station level is involved in accounting and finance matters. Clearly NIDA because we are contracted with them. And I would imagine on occasion they bring in folks involved in all the other areas of financial concern, whether it be the pension or other matters, because I do recall there being a guest or two on occasion on those calls. I've only been on 3 or 4 of them in the short time that I've been here, but I don't know the origin of that.
Thank you.
I just want to clarify something. I don't think our current auditors would refuse to be in touch with Wondrant because they never met the former CFO. They did not overlap. It may have been with the previous auditors. Maybe it's just a misunderstanding of some sort, but...
We'll get to it this week, I promise you.
I was going to write to Wondrant and Scott and copy you in a email to reintroduce them and make sure they know they should talk and, you know, just to try and get that going right away. And yep. I was going to say that I think absolutely she should send work papers from the last year or two to the auditors. If that's okay with you, I'll ask her to do that.
Adriana, with a point of information?